This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. On this day when former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is scheduled to enter the race for the Republican nomination for president, we again turn to Ohio. For decades, many have said Ohio is the key to the presidential election. This morning, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to offer proof of that claim. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So now we have proof. Tell us more.
Yes, we do have proof. We knew this kind of intuitively all along, but some researchers, one of whom is Kyle Condit of the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, looked at it and, you know, looked back all the way to 1896, found that, you know, Ohio's picked the winner in 28 of 30 presidential contests, and that's a pretty good track record for any state. I mean, it's no wonder that Ohio is, you know, so focused upon when you have that kind of a track record.
So 28 out of 30, what were the two misses?
Well, the two misses were 1960, when Ohio went for Richard Nixon over John F. Kennedy. And then in 1944, which was kind of a strange one, that was when Franklin D. Roosevelt was running for his fourth term against Thomas Dewey of New York. And Dewey's running mate was John Bricker, governor of Ohio, also a U.S. senator from Ohio. And that was the very last time anybody from Ohio has been on any of the national presidential tickets. So that may have had quite an influence on the fact that, Dewey won Ohio in 1944. Lost the election, though.
Now, Ohio, according to a study done by the University of Minnesota, has also been closer to the national average in the popular vote for president. That goes back to 1900. Right. Why is Ohio so close to the national average?
Well, it's remarkable, really. I mean, you go back almost like, let's just go back to 1980, for example. You know, they're only, Ohio's been only 1.2% off of the national average in terms of the presidential popular vote. I mean, that's very close. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why Ohio is so close to the national average in terms of the popular vote and has been, you know, since 1900 is because of the demographics of the state. It's a very representative part of America. It has the big cities, the small towns. It has the economic differences. It has geographical type differences. It has cultural differences with the Northeast Ohio kind of relating more as an East Coast culture as opposed to Southern Ohio, which developed more of a Southern culture. And you have, you know, these different voting blocks. So it's almost a microcosm of America as a whole.
So if Ohio, then, is the ultimate bellwether state, and if so Ohio goes, so goes the nation, is there anything on the horizon that might change that?
Yes. Yes, there is. His name is John Kasich. He's the governor of the state of Ohio, and he's probably going to announce in July that he is an official candidate. He's done everything else but announce his candidacy. Now, if he were to win the nomination, or if he were to be the second on the ticket, it could have a big influence, and it could, not necessarily, but it could push the Ohio Republican vote up way above the national average, or possibly it wouldn't at all. And the Democratic nominee could end up winning Ohio, but it could have a big influence and actually, you know, take Ohio out of that status as the bellwether of the country.
And just as we wrap up, what does it really mean to be the ultimate bellwether state?
Well, what it means to be the bellwether state is that you get an enormous amount of attention. There is an enormous amount of money spent in Ohio. The candidates practically live here after the conventions. People see them. And, you know, the focus of the national media, once again, will end up being on Ohio.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.